Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love being black. Do you love being black? Yeah, I love being black. Hey, I do this for my people all across the globe. Hey.
The skin of men fit me fine, chain of maid, yeah, I'm comfortable. And so it seems I'm still chasing my dreams. They told me, watch my steps, they want to pull the rug from under. This is transparency, my life 3D. You live every word that I utter, reporting live from the gutter. Where the mind's hard to change, but we don't give up on our brothers and sisters. Cause we all need one another. The time's getting closer. Inhale it, let it embody you. Because chances are the cops where you are when they body you. Plus we don't trust each other, so that's just another obstacle. Why? Jump hurdles to make a change, it ain't optional. Olympian mindset in this booth with my binoculars. I see my vision getting clear, just as what a prophet do. My music touch the people's soul, black power gospel tune. So many styles, watch me kick them like they soccer moves. Falling rank and file, this is my platoon. Soldiers at attention, ain't no Willie Lynching. This the program, who they think they kidding? Reinvent the system, total reconstruction of our mental stigma. This ain't a game, boy. Still they think I'm talking about Nintendo, that's a shame, boy. Augment reality, better fix your brain, boy. I love my people, hope they love me black. I'm going hard and ain't no holding back. Watch me react, I put my fist up in the skies like a beacon for believers that one day we return to our greatness. If we seek it all to guard, we can obtain it, keep reaching, keep reaching. I'm painting this picture, I hope you see it. Guess what the theme is?
I love being black. We turning up. I love being black. Say it loud. Man, I love being black. One more time. Man, I love being black. Hey.
You can grow to feeling good about yourself. Melanated mood, muse. Always service humble pie. We don't care about who's who. Light brown or dark skin. This right here's for you too. We are the gods of the earth, living proof. You pray aloud. If you black and proud, I salute you, and that's a fact. Where you at? Let me hear you say it back.
I love being black. We turning up. I love being black. Say it loud. Man, I love being black. One more time. Man, I love being black. Hey, hey.
Melanation, renovation of our databases. Gotta fix the trinity to make it pass the nation. There's a rabbit in the hole. Your decision, you gon' chase it or just shut up for complacency. Here's your motivation. Black power in your veins. Up to us to build a nation. European mental detox completely. We erase it. Cause you can't keep writing over old information. Right, bring it right back. If you love being black,
I love being black. We turning up. I love being black. Say it loud. Man, I love being black. One more time. Yeah, I love being black. Hey, hey, hey.
I do this for my people all across the map. Even for the ones who don't identify with being black. He proves the best elixir. Go ahead and try your best. It's true serum, I let loose spirits. The ancestors speak through me. I spit the truth. Hear it. You hear broken it. Souls here to re-engineer them so that they fearless. This precious atmospheric as the elephant. Trying to strategize a way so we can start winning. If it gives you pride of yourself, embracing this feeling. Said no new friends, that's what happens to the village. Too much individualism, it's easier to pillage. I'm just making this appearance for coherence so you can understand what we up against. Hit the reset button, switch covenants. It's a contract to the people that I'm publishing. It's a new era, hood to hood, feel the power, and I'm loving it. Turn up, net turn up. Strapped with the black burner. Murder, murder. Keep sleeping and I shoot up your serta. Corrupt the service. Acting foul, man, it's time to burn them. We waking up and that's what got them nervous.
I love being black. We turning up. I love being black. Say it loud. Man, I love being black. One more time. Man, I love being black. Hey, hey,
first things first, black power before I start the burst. I die before I hit reverse curse. Being silent don't really work. Welcome to the mental of a man from the universe. Self-sufficient be the tension I'm afflicting in addition. My position keep tradition, no restriction. Fuck division, repetition is the mission. I'm omitting no prescription, all religion. Superstition holding on to master vision. Woo! Welcome to a new age. Black power, motherfucker, take it two ways. Watch the cowards line up like it's 2 days. Revolutionaries on the rise.
forgive me. Real black God ain't nothing you can tempt me with, cause I'm really rich full of melanin. The color of my skin make me one with the wind, the earth, the dirt, the one with nature. God is queen, you the creator. Who can save you? Better be you. We ain't looking in the sky, but we looking for the truth. If it ain't about the you, really what's the you? God in the flesh, yeah, we the living proof. Stomping in my boots, feet stand on the ground. I feel it in the air, plus I see it all around. New black order, finally turned around. Tribal, hey, Ruth, see your bill, shut them down. It's a race, you gotta win, no, we ain't gonna lose. Real black genius, ain't no fools. Really war time, so you gotta keep it cool. Back against the wall, so it's time to make a move.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive, and this is our Talk Black to Me Tuesday episode. And the phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Call in. Talk Black to Me today on air. And we got a special, special guest in the building. Long awaited, highly anticipated guest in the building. I speak of none other than Philly's own. Philly's own. My brother, Dr. Ron Green, is in the building. All right? So without any further ado, because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce something to others, my brother like no other, Tribe Apparel's own CEO in the building, Dr. Ron Green in the building. Let me get my bombs together for my brother.
Knowledge. What's up, bro?
You. Hey, I think the first time I ever used these bombs continuously throughout the show was the What's Up African Takeover weekend.
Oh, man.
Huh?
That was epic, too, man.
That was epic. That was epic. It's been a minute, man. I see you took the world by storm, and you know what I seen yesterday. I was like, yo, man, F that, man. Yo, Dr. Green, man, what's up? Call in, man. Call in this drink, man, today, man, because this is inspired by you.
Word.
You understand what I'm saying? Talk Black to Me Tuesday is inspired by you.
Much respect. For the honor, man. I really appreciate that, man. Like, I'm humbled every time I have an experience like that, man. You know, and you've always been so gracious to share your platform with me, you know, from when I was just starting out, you know, all the way to now, man. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity to be associated with, you know, a brother like yourself and, you know, an upstanding program that you've been having going on for the past few years, man. So thank you.
Thank you. So if you didn't put the slogan back out in front of the people, you've been
right.
Like the heartbeat and the call and response for what, you know, has transpired. You see what I'm saying? Black by popular demand. What's up, African? Stay black. Talk black to me. You understand what I'm saying? Protect black queens by any means necessary. Like, it's so many mantras that have been created from what you're doing. Like, it's remarkable. So, you know, it's in the least that those who purport to have a media platform allow this, you know, proper representation of this gift right here. This is a gift. You know what I'm saying? And you know I got to do a little bit for Philly because you put on for Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey.
We from P-H-I-L-A, period. P-A, period. Ease they hearing it. Believe they...
I had to do that. You know I had to do that. You know that was coming. You understand? You know what I'm saying? Like, that became a tradition. Every time folks come in from Philly with that Philly love, with that Philly jump.
That Philly jump.
I got to play that Philly jump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I'm glad you're on and you're active and you're moving and you're getting, you know, everything established, man. It's like 6 billion questions I want to ask you, but I know we're working in a limited time frame and space, so I just really wanted to go back because we overdue a discussion ever since Africa, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The brand is global, so it's like, what's up, African? You understand what I'm saying? In Africa, like, what was that? Give me some of the Ron Green experience over there in Africa.
When I went to let me just start by saying, you know, when I started my brand and it was originally called What's Up African Apparel, I knew that at some point in the very, very near future, I was going to have to make my trek to Africa, man. I was going to have to make it happen. I was going to have to make the pilgrimage back to the motherland. So, you know, it was already in my spirit. I talked about it very often. And when the opportunity, you know, the right opportunity came up, because I had a couple offers and, you know, but nothing was right and the timing wasn't right. But, you know, last year in August, you know, I was able to travel back to Ghana. I'm saying back to Ghana because I feel like, you know, that's the birthplace of a lot of things that's happening over here, you know, and a lot of us have, you know, a lot of our DNA traces back to Western Africa, man. So, you know, being able to make that pilgrimage, you know, and be able to do it as an adult and on my own terms and be able to experience the culture, to encounter the people and, you know, just make the connections that have been kept out of my vision and out of my life, you know, for so long. You know, it was a priceless experience, even though I did pay a pretty price to get over there. But, you know what I'm saying? The experience was invaluable, man. Like, it's so much so that I'm actually going back with August again, because I really want to make sure that I show people this time when I go back, I want to be able to show people more. Like, I felt like I did a good job of that last time I went, you know, but I really wanted to make sure that I had my own personal experience while I was there. So I captured what I could, but I wanted to be present, you know, to taste the food, to hear the music, to hear the languages spoken around me, you know what I mean, to experience that African marketplace vibe, you know what I mean? Like, you see it on TV, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it ain't nothing like being in the midst of all these people, you know what I'm saying? To see the women walking around with, you know, heavy objects, like, stacked on their heads, man, and they just walking like it's nothing, you know? And the craziest part to me was, like, right behind them, it's their little children walking with the same heavy objects on their head, little children. Like, and so, I mean, the one thing I definitely took away from my experience over there is that those people ain't afraid of no work, man. Like, those people over there, they know the value of putting in work and grinding, because to a lot of them, there ain't nothing else. You know what I mean? There ain't no way other than them to get what they need, except to be able to provide some type of service, to be able to provide some type of goods that they can, you know, that other people need. Like, it's already ingrained in them to work hard. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of us could benefit from seeing that firsthand. It's like, yo, you don't got no excuses, man. Like, I mean, we can make excuses, but like, when you see what them people are doing over there and what they're dealing with every day, and they still get up. Like, I see people walking on the side of dark roads with no lights, like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, walking down the road to their farm so they can go get the day started. You know what I mean? I've seen so many things that shifted my perspective as far as just like the level of gratitude that I got for the life that we able to live over here. You know what I mean? But then also appreciating, you know, the lifestyle that they have, and, you know, the fact that they, you know, they don't have nearly, a lot of people I encounter don't have nearly as many of the amenities that we enjoy on a daily basis available to them.
Right.
But they were some of the purest souls I'd ever encountered. You know what I mean? Everybody addressed me as brother. You know, everybody, you know, they smiling at you. You know, they're welcoming you. People inviting you. Like, look, man, if you need somewhere to eat dinner tonight, I got you. Like, it's just, it was like you feel like you don't, like, they don't have much, but what they do have, they still offer it to you. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing, man. It really was a paradigm shift for me, man. So I'm grateful to have had that experience, man. Grateful.
That's what's up right there, you know?
Yeah,
we got to see Malcolm X go home, man. You know what I'm saying? He was claiming Malcolm X back over there, man. He was getting your Malcolm X off. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And I had to take the flag with me, man, because you know, I wanted to be able to, like, really just show people, like, look, man, like, it's one thing to be running around with these flags over here and, you know, saying, you know, you a Pan African. But, you know, it's like really making the effort and focusing and putting the money to the side. You know what I mean? Like, disciplining yourself, like, so that you can make it happen. It's like, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually, like step on the soil over there and shake hands with somebody from over there and embrace people who know nothing but Ghana. Like, it's different, man. It's different. And what I'll say is, like, a lot of us, you know, we think we know what we're talking about when it comes to global issues and everything like that.
But a lot of us is just regurgitating secondhand information because the things that I've seen over there, you know, some of the things I've seen go directly against what I hear people saying over here when it comes to African relations and how things, you know, should be done and everything like that, trying to chart the course for society, you know, as it pertains to black people of African descent, you know what I mean? Just their traditions and the ways that they do things and the ways they interact with each other and all that stuff. It's like we got a lot to learn. We got a lot to learn and a lot that – but on the same note, I will say that they could also stand to learn a lot from us. So that's the beautiful part about the prospect of building relationships with them is that we both can be learning from each other. Like it ain't going to be a one-way thing. You know what I mean? Where we coming in, where somebody can feel better than another, because we all need to improve in certain areas. But you know, the way that they work together over there is something that I admire, man. It's like the teamwork I've seen over there. You know, when I was in the marketplace and, you know, just seeing how they all interact with each other. All these people are out here with their own separate shops and everything like that, but if they ain't got what you need, they know who got it, and they'll take you over there to it. Like, they're not going to block you. Like, everybody is working with everybody out there. I mean, like I said, the children, they right there along with the parents, like, learning the business and everything. Like, how many of us could benefit from, you know, how many of our children could benefit from that type of experience, you know, of seeing firsthand, like the results of your parents' labor. You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of children, you know, like kids, they take a lot of crap for granted. You know what I mean? That they get when they're young because they don't know where it comes from and they don't know how it's made. They don't see mom and dad doing what they do. So, you know what I mean? There was a lot more of that firsthand experience that their children was getting. So they see the value of hard work and focus and dedication. And the fruits of your labor, like literally being on your dinner table, you know what I mean? It's like they see, like how everything translates, you know what I mean? So I ain't saying they got it all together because they don't, but there's plenty of things that I took from my experience that I'm like, damn, like we need more of this, like our people back home need more of this. Like, we need this integrated into our households. Like, man, the real estate over there, the real estate is plentiful, man. I see what people are talking about when it comes to the real estate. You know, like, the investment opportunities are there. Man, it ain't even just about, like, when we think about real estate, we just think about houses. But I'm talking about we got opportunities to build hospitals and build schools and banks. And, you know, it's like, so my eyes was just open to every possibility that's out there, you know, for us, you know. And the great part about it is that Ghana, West Africa, they opened their gates to us. It's like if we can just get over there, then, you know, we have access to all of that. You know what I mean? So I there was so much more that I took away from that experience, but I mean, I don't know if there's something specific you want me to touch on. You know what I mean? But I get so
much.
You
just
said everything. You know what I'm saying? You just said everything. That's a show within itself. You see what I'm saying? And I just wanted to make sure that got put in a part of our discussion. You know, I would like to have a subsequent discussion just solely, you know, around that topic. You see what I'm saying? And getting into those particular layers, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of things that are there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went to Africa in 95, 98,
mm-hmm.
and 2005, I think, and 2002. A couple of times I went over there. You know, religiously I went to Mecca. I went to Mecca twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. That was like a waste of my life right there. You see what I'm saying? But I went, you know, I went because I had to go. To get the confirmation. I went 95, I went 98, but in 2001, something like that, around that time, I went to, I was stationed in Germany, and I went to Ethiopia, and I went to Eritrea, and I went to Sudan.
Wow.
And in 2005, I went to Kemet.
Wow, yeah, so you was on the east side with it.
Yeah, so I didn't go. I didn't get a chance to go to West Africa, even though I have, you know, friends from forever over there.
Yeah,
that I need to go check. You see what I'm saying? And in you know, on the east as well, in Kenya and in Uganda. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, being over there in the military, different places, you meet people from everywhere. And you know, you got brothers and sisters for life, you know what I mean, in different places.
Right.
So
yep.
Yeah. And with this popularization, I think this is like the most beautiful time. It's like reminiscent of what we don't get a chance to really hear about from our ancestors in their story. Because there were so many of our ancestors that went to Africa and stayed. You see what I'm saying? There's so, there's so much rich history and so much of a symbiotic relationship that because we don't have that information, that we operate from a space of misrepresentation. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we operate from a space of being oblivious to what type of relationship we really have. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you got brothers and sisters out here running around and say, hey, you know, the Africans, you know, was implicit in the slave trade. You see what I'm saying? They're like, well, you know, Ghana issued an apology. If they didn't do nothing, why are they apologizing? Because
right.
That's already sold in your mind. You see what I'm saying? So okay, so since we have to find a starting point, we got to go this way. But you're not telling me about 200 or 300 years where Africans coming to America, Africans coming to South America to fight against slave trade. You're not telling me about that. And you're not telling me that from 1957 to 1970, Africans here in the Americas was doing whatever they needed to do to send that money to Africa for West Africa to get their independence between 57 and 70. Nobody's talking about it. Like, they seen it. They showed it to you real quick at the beginning of Black Panther. That was like the best part of the movie, along with like two other parts. But they showed you. So when we're talking about political prisoners,
Right.
When we talk about political prisoners, what are they in prison for? Many of them, we don't even know.
Right.
But Africa does. You understand what I'm saying? So again, this relationship, this symbiotic relationship that goes back and forth is something that's grossly overshadowed and very rarely even spoken about because of that link and connection back to your mother. Because when you're thinking about your mother, psychologically, they teach this in psychology. If a child has a good relationship, a good connection with their mother, they will go and explore the universe. However, if they do not have that connection with their mother, they will not venture off to explore anything. They're very, very guarded in that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they know this. They study this. So if they give you a negative picture of Africa, you know, thanks to National Geographic and so many of these other images, these things become ingrained and hardwired. You see what I'm saying? All of those commercials we saw about Somalia, you see what I'm saying? They wasn't showing you that these U.S. forces went into Somalia and got their ass whooped. They didn't show you that until they made a movie called Black Hawk Down. You got a chance to see that. You see what I'm saying? So they don't talk to you about like Robert F. Williams over in Vietnam and over in Africa. They don't talk to you about it. But then they tell you, you see the dead presidents, you know, Soul Brother, go home, it's not your war. Who you think was over there talking to them and influencing them and letting them know what it was? Who you think was in South America having these conversations? You see what I'm saying? You just see Fidel Castro and Malcolm X and you don't make no connection. So the part of the history that has been, all you got to do is leave a couple of gaps. Just a little bit. It ain't even nothing. Super deliberate, just a couple of gaps. Oh, I ain't telling you about it. You know, I ain't tell you about it. You know? So now you come back because you want to know. You know? So everybody's giving up their DNA and all this, and everybody's like blood specialists now, all this haplogroup talk and all of that. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you're dealing with somebody who is thoroughly robbed of an identity, you create an identity crisis. Right. So now you can look at what you're dealing with on both sides of the spectrum. On one side, you have people that have an identity. Oh, you better not be too extreme about your identity because you can become an identity extremist over here. So, no, you can't do that. You see what I'm saying? You can't do that. Right. We're just, you know, really trying to figure out who we are and where we come from. And that shit is illegal. That's a federal offense. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, you love yourself? Oh, get your hands against the wall. Get your hands on your back. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're a little too extreme about your identity here. You're under arrest.
Right.
The feds coming to get you for that. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you got that end. And then the other end is, hey, I'm whoever you say I am. And I can't even do that. You see what I'm saying? Like, hey, yeah. You said I'm what? You were? Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I'm going to be the best person that you said I am of that. I'm going to be the best version of that. And you can't even do that. You see what I'm saying? So opposite ends of the spectrum, you get a chance to see. But you have found a way through everything that you've seen and experience and witness and intel to find a way to create a product that has reigned supreme. I don't know how many of these comedy sketches I saw. I don't know how many times I got a chance to see, you know, Charlamagne on the Breakfast Club or whoever. You see what I'm saying? The sister that was in Chirac. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that these things mean everything. They mean everything to me and to people who have that mind frame. You see what I'm saying? Like, you was in Africa long before you went with the young brother that had the joint on. I was like, ooh, this is my little man right there. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's so many experiences, you know, vicariously celebrating, you know, the things that have been accomplished and the things that you've been able to do that I've witnessed and seeing others, you know, that all your supporters get a chance to actually see. So, you know, sometimes you be like, when that happened? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to be reminded in the midst of all of this chaos, like, man, yo, we winning. You understand what I'm saying? Like, look at Ron. Ron, look at Ron in Africa with the flag on the hill. I'm like, oh, we winning. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I remember the old Source Awards drink, man, when Biggie was on the stage, man, he got that Source Award, and he had that towel over his head. You see what I'm saying? Out of breath with that all black on, talking about Brooklyn. We did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I see the pictures, I was like, look at Rob, we did it, yo! Really, we did it! You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yeah, this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? So, I just let you know, we're celebrating. We're celebrating with you. We here, like the real ones. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, for the temporaries, hey, they get a temporary celebration. And for the ones that's long-term, We in it long time.
Yeah, bro.
I appreciate it, man, for real. Like, everything that has transpired, you know, over the course of the last 4 years, you know, it's like, I couldn't have scripted it better myself, man. You know, it's just been unfolding into a beautiful journey, you know, into myself and, you know, into our past and, you know, it's like into our future all at once. Right. Like, it's been crazy, you know what I mean? And I'm grateful to be in a position to have, you know, people like yourself, you know, to really help me with my perception of it all. You know what I mean? Because there's been a lot of things that I've seen and experienced, and I might not have been able to process them all, like, you know, through my own lens immediately. But a lot of the insight that you've given me, and you know, just the encouragement and all that stuff over the course of this time, like, that's the stuff that, like, you know, I'm gonna always be able to, like, cherish and remember. And that, you know, that's what, like, bonds, you know what I mean? Like, that's what makes all of this, like, tangible and real, because you can feel it. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to think about something, but when you think of it and you feel it, like, that's when this shit is real. So I'm like, just looking back on everything, man, this shit is really dope, man. I don't know everything that's going to happen, you know, coming up, but I got some plans. And the things that I'm planning, you know, is like, I hope to be able to just, like, continue to share in it, like, with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, including you, man. We just got, you know what I mean? I want to keep in touch more and all of that, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, stuff be crazy. You know, there'd be a lot going on. But, that's why I just value, you know, any opportunities that we get to build and, you know what I mean, vibe out.
That's all good, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm enjoying the movie just like you. I'm like, oh, that part. You remember that part right there? Like, yo. So when I seen that part of your movie yesterday, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? I seen that part of the movie. That was the favorite part of the movie for me. And I seen you on stage with Del P and J Electronica and all that. I was like, oh, look at, I got to celebrate two people at the same time. I was like, look at Philly, wait. I was like, look at Philly, boy. I was like, look at Del P, look at Rob, great man. I'm going crazy over there. You see what I'm saying? I'm going crazy, like I'm on the stage, like I'm just, you know, I'm sitting in the back, man, like, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, like, dude, to be able to celebrate. You see what I'm saying? So let me get a little bit of that. You know what I'm saying? What was that like? You know what I mean? Yesterday and on the stage and all that. What was that like?
I mean, well, yeah, being yesterday, like, being up at, like, my fashion show, that was my first joint that I ever did, you know, strictly for my brand, you know, which is why it was significant. I had done other fashion shows with other people, other organizers and, you know, promoters and things like that. You know, and those shows were what they were. But,
right.
It's like to be able to encapsulate, you know, my vibe, like, strictly,
right.
Like, have the focus based on, like, what I'm talking about. That's something that I've never been able to do up until now. You know, I was able to build out from the things that I had, you know, started with. So, you know, as far as, like, all my original T-shirt slogans and mantras and things, you know, like, this is an opportunity for me to kind of expand on those things and then go further beyond it. So, you know, I got my new Tribe Style collection which is really just that. It's like Styles for the Tribe. Like, everything I've been doing has been, you know, T-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts and things. So it's all, like, just been black. So now with Tribe Styles, with that collection, I'm just giving people an opportunity to get some color in their lives and get some different patterns and color blocks and all these things that are really, you know, trendy and, you know, in style. Like, I know that people want to dress like that. So that's what I'm giving them, you know, and I'm doing my best to just be on the front end of all the trends and stuff like that. So that's more work for me, but it's like, I love doing it. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that I brought. And then, with my other collection is the upscale line, because I know that it's a lot of black people out here who just they like to wear designer clothes. Like, they like to wear some type of name, something that means something, something that is recognized by people in a I guess in a upscale sense of mind, like this luxury fashion and things like that. So I've been, like, you know, studying the trends and things, and I know what type of time people are on. So, like, I just want to be able to give them that, but also having a brand name that actually means something, like, that's a reflection of oneself. So when you wear my brand, when you wear my collection, Amour Noir, that's all about Amour Noir is simply black love in French.
Black love, right?
So, so I'm like, let me, like, y'all want to wear some foreign designer sound and stuff. Let me give you something that means something. Let me give you something that's like a reflection and something that we should be talking about. You know, black love is needed. So and it's necessary. So, like, if you want to look nice and get fly and catch people's eye, then do it with, like, one of the most powerful and revolutionary concepts that there is, black love.
Right.
So, you know, taking black love and giving people a designer feel with it, you know. So I'm like, that was the whole mindset behind it. Like, everything I'm doing, you already know. Yeah, so you already know how everything
new,
I do.
The new extraordinary. Fuck the new normal. Yeah. We creating a new extraordinary.
Yeah, bro.
That's
what time it is. I know, because I'm black. I know what we like. Like, regardless to everything that we say, like, all this stuff that, you know, people say black power and we need to support black designers and all that. You know what I mean? It's like, people still go and do what they going to do. So it's like, I'm going to see if I can catch these people, like, going out the back door. It's like, look, I got you with this. Like, I know what you want. I know why you leaving. I know, you know what I mean? So, like, I got you. So, yeah, like, so now I'm, you know, the quality of the other.
You still want it looking like something. Yeah, you still want to be, you see what I'm saying? Like, you stand how you stand, but you want to look fresh when you stand in that way. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. I want to be able to, like, give somebody a suit, man. That's my goal.
Right.
I want to do a suit. I want to have something like a tailored look. Like, that's my goal. Is like, where I can, like, I feel like that's one of the pinnacles, you know, as far as, like, just from a designer standpoint. But then also, you know, just for everything that the brand represents, to be able to have that represented in that form.
Black,
you know,
excellent.
I feel like that's speaking. Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's speaking volumes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if there's many ways that people, you know, wage warfare, and I know that some people's uniform is a suit, you know. So it's like, I want to be able to strap them up. Like, that's my goal. It's like, I already got the shit for the revolutionaries in the street. Like you know, this is the uniform, but like, you know, I want to be able to go from the streets to the damn Congress seats with it. Like, whoever want to wear it, you know what I mean? You know, city council, whoever. Like, I just want to be able to strap everybody up. So, that's just a, you know, one thing that
I mean, well, that's the vision for More Noir, is just to be able to offer that edge that people have been missing just because of the type of brand that Tribe Worldwide is. So, yeah, man, but being up, being able to give all of that to the people through a fashion show was incredible, man. And then the response that it got was crazy. I mean, people really loved it. You know, like, they was digging both collections. So I felt like it was just, you know, confirmation that everything's rolling in the right direction. And the fact that people, you know, spent money on my event and bought tickets and everything, you know, and came out, that was, like, very, you know, humbling. And I was appreciative of it. You know, people often tell me, hey, man, like you should be expecting this. You know what I mean? It's like look at what you've done, you know? But it's like I'm always in this mind state of, I don't know, I don't ever want to take myself, yeah, it's like I don't want to take myself too seriously. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I always want to remain balanced, you know? But I guess, you know, it's like you do have to acknowledge at some point where you like, you know, how far you come. So, you know, this was just a reflection of that, man. I that night was the culmination of all of it. It felt great, man. I was, to have my family there, to have my lady there with me, you know, and everybody was so helpful, so appreciative of the opportunity to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy. Like, people, like, they thanking me, you know, like, and I'm like, man, like, I'm just glad y'all was here. Like, I'm glad y'all was here to help. And help make everything, you know, be a success. But it's like people really felt like they was a part of, you know, something larger than themselves. You know, it's like this is, you know, like a piece of Black history in the making. You know what I mean? So I'm humbled by the whole experience, and just having people that were excited to wear my clothes, people were excited that they looking forward to buying it. They asked me when the stuff is coming out. I'm like, all right, man, this is legit. I'm just sitting back, like, you know, I had to wait until after the event was over to really take it all in, but it was a beautiful thing, man. And to throw it back to that night with Jay Electronica and Del P, I mean, I went down there, you know, because my guy Del P was going to be there. You know, it's like that was the main reason why I was going. And it's like, it's just dope that he's opening for Jay Electronica. Like, that's, I'm like, man, like, you really positioned yourself with this one. You know, so it's like, it's only right that I slide for this. And when I came down there, I had the mind to, you know, connect with Jay Electronica if I had the opportunity. It's like, if I can make it happen, then I'm going, you know, it's like, I'm going to give him a piece of the tribe. You know what I mean? So I had something ready for it, and the opportunity came, and and I just made it happen, man. Like, we Jay Electronica is such a real dude, man. Like, he hopped off the stage and was just performing in the crowd for most of the show anyway. You know what I mean? Right. He's dapping everybody up. It wasn't really like he wasn't really rolling like with security all crazy like that. I know there's a couple people out there looking out for him, but it, for the most part, it was all love, man. Like, it was.
Yeah, he's not a little dude, so it ain't like, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, he take care of himself. Yeah, that's why I felt like he was good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and like, even when, you know, I had the opportunity to embrace him and everything like that, like, that was just a really dope moment and everything. And, you know, like, I took a picture with him, but it's like it took a couple of takes to get the picture right. People walking in front of me and everything. So, but he was real cool about it and everything. Like, we just in there. Yeah. He's like, look, I got you. Like, we going to get this right. Like, I'm like, shit. That's love. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just you know, he's making sure that everybody's straight. Because he, you know, people, you know what I mean? He don't pop out that often anyway. So he already knows it's a rare opportunity for everybody. So, yeah, man, and then, like, he just, like, to invite people up on the stage with him and everything, that was just, you know, next level. Like, that shit was dope. And, had Dell, like gave Dell the opportunity to freestyle and everything, like for him, like, man, that shit was hard. Like, it just was like surreal. I'm like, damn, like, wow, everything. I'm like, how did I end up here? Like, you know what I mean? I'm just standing there in the midst of all this dope shit happening, and you know, I couldn't do nothing but just, you know, be appreciative, man. Like, that shit was just crazy. And then, you know, be able to have him wearing the Hella Black, Hella Proud bomber. He performed, like, the last part of his show wearing my jacket. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like I brought it, and he it was the perfect size for him and everything. Like, I was so glad that I did that. You know what I mean? So it was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful experience. Like I said, this is another chapter in the story, you know what I mean? Another scene in the movie. Like,
that's it.
This shit is lit, man.
I was going crazy. I was like, I was going crazy like you could hear me and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I was going crazy like y'all could really hear me. Like, yo, I was bugging. You understand what I'm saying? And when I see that video last night, I was like the last straw. I'm like, nah, man. Nah, hey. Dr. Green, hey, report. When I seen the models on the stage with their black fists up going around, I was like, ooh! I was like, man, yeah. Do you understand how powerful this is to see this? You see what I'm saying? Like, the onlooker just looking like, yo. Yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like,
man. That's something I'll be thinking about is, like, you know, I'm seeing it from my standpoint, but it's like I've always wondered, like, how are other people taking this in, you know? Because it's like I know the effect that I wanted to have, but I'm like, what? Like, how is it hitting for people? You know what I mean? But
yeah.
That's incredible, man. It's incredible to be able to share experiences like that, you know, like even like remotely. And shit is just, man. It's like, what a time to be alive, man. Like, technology and everything, like the way we just all interconnected, like we could like really live vicariously, man. Cause I'm just like, hearing your excitement has got me hyped. Like, this shit's happening right now. Like, I'm hype all over again, man. Like, this shit is.
I mean,
crazy,
like that,
bro.
Oh. Yo,
what a time to be alive, man. Yeah.
Even with you and your queen, man. You know what I mean? I'm celebrating. When I see y'all, I'm like, ah, look at him. I'm like, ah, yeah. Because all of the virtual distractions and all of the virtual supplanting that's going on out here. Black men and black women don't get along, blah blah blah, and this and that. What? Look at this. Look at that right there. Hey, where's this gender war you talking about? You see what I'm saying? If it ain't manufactured, this is real. Like this, like what? Look at this family business, this family getting down together. Like, ooh, you see what I'm saying? So when you start looking at it, like, look, this is it. You see what I'm saying? In the midst of this chaos that's going on and all this other stuff where your attention is, what you're looking for is what you'll find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the midst of all of that, what you're looking for is what you're going to find. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So this is what's dominant in your mind. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I'm for our people. So if I'm on social media, I'm looking to celebrate our people, period. That's my mind from day one since I started this platform 4 years ago. You see what I'm saying? That's it. I'm looking for somebody to celebrate. Otherwise, I'm not on there. It's not about me at all. Even though it is. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not about me at all. Like, this program, this broadcast, you know, has really put me in a space to be of service. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking. I'm like, oh, you got a book coming out? Oh, let me cop some copies. We do a giveaway on the show. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, what you got going on? Oh, boom. Oh, yeah, come through. Hence, Talk Black to Me Tuesday. You see what I'm saying? I want to know what people are doing and where people are spending their money. If we out here saying, hey, look, don't shop here, don't support this, okay, that's common sense. But where else are we, you know, what, where are we going to, what's going to be our primary? You see what I'm saying? Oh, hey, go to such and such. Hey, go to such and such. Hey, oh, this organization is doing this. Oh, these people got this event coming up. Every Tuesday, you could just come through and do that. You come through and do that. You're like, I just want to give a shout out to such and such business. I went there and the food is good. The service was excellent. Yo, if you're in this state, boom. We need to know where to go. We have to have this virtual green book that our ancestors used to have. You see what I'm saying? Those green pages where you know where you wouldn't get discriminated against, where you wouldn't get targeted or be lynched because this shit is happening right before our eyes in all of these places. So if we don't have a digital network green book out there, folks don't know where to go. You know, they looking on Yelp and mess around and get Yelped in the process. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to have a kind of hub to be able to do these things and make these things happen. You see what I'm saying? So all of the things that you have done have been examples for us to, you know, take note of. You see what I'm saying? Celebrating this Black excellence, you know, being an entrepreneur. You see what I'm saying? Like all of these, you know, audacious stances. You see what I'm saying? That you have embraced, you know, even though they ain't been easy. You see what I'm saying? But if it was easy, would you still want it? Nah, you gotta get it out the mud sometime. You see what I'm saying? This is when that discipline comes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you gotta hit the road, man. You know what I'm saying? And do what you gotta do. I just wanted to.
Yeah, I'm up here. Yeah, I'm trying to multitask at the moment, but I'm still here though.
Yeah. Well, you know, handle your business, man. You know what I'm saying? Handle your business, man. And shout out what you need to shout out before you roll, so that way you're good to go.
Hey, man. Look. First of all, like I always say, I'm always appreciative for the opportunity to share the airwaves on your platform, man. And all right, good brother. Yeah, and at the end of the day, like the things that I do, I wouldn't be able to share them without these type of opportunities. Like I wouldn't be able to meet the people that I meet and make the connections I make without people sharing their platform and sharing their network with me. So I'm always infinitely grateful, you know, to be able to interact with you on this level, man. Secondly, you know, to that point, I definitely want to come back on, you know, and spend more time where we can, you know, really delve into the need for people to, you know, make the pilgrimage to Africa like a priority for themselves within the next, you know, I'll say within the next 2 years, you know, if they can just plan like financially, you know, build a plan around that, because it's some good stuff going on over there, man. And what I will say is that them white people, they ain't scared to go over there. That's the part that I really picked up on. They ain't scared to go over there. We up here worried about this and that, worried about needles and all this dumb stuff. Hey, man, these people, they over there. They got they got whole little areas carved out for themselves. They ain't afraid. They ain't worried about that because they know what's over there. We the only ones who's sleeping on it. So I think that's something that we need to really take into account. Because that's just like gentrification is happening in our neighborhoods over here. They're doing the same thing over there. They looking to start building and moving things around, you know. So anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but that's like I said, we got so many things. We got so many things we could build on when it comes to that, man. But you know, and but I definitely want to do that. I definitely want to come back and do that, so we can definitely schedule and plan for that, man. And I'm all the way with it, but you can, I mean, people are going to be able to see my whole entire collection, the Tribe Styles collection that I revealed at my fashion show as well as my new upscale collection, Amour Noir. They're going to be able to see all of that starting April 1st. I'm going to be having like a whole space dedicated to that. I'm probably going to do it like a pop-up event or something like that. You know, just to help promote it and launch everything, kick it off properly. You know, but yeah, like I want to be able to just provide as much as I can for the people, you know, so they don't have to go too far when they're looking for things. I want to do socks, draws, everything. You know what I mean? So right. It's like, yeah, people can see everything at www.tribestyles.com. And, you can follow me on Instagram at Dope Tribe Worldwide. And you can also catch me on Twitter at Tribe underscore Worldwide. I think that's everything. I'm and Ron Green on Facebook. That's pretty much it, man. I'm humbly, graciously thankful for, you know, everything that you like have shared with me and everything you allow me to share like on your platform, man. This is really dope. I think that's it, man. I appreciate you, bro.
It's all good. Let them know how they can, you know, support you financially too. You know what I'm saying? Can't be without that. You know what I'm saying? That part right there, aside from getting some merchandise, hey, you know, boom, let that be known.
If you wanna shop with me, you can go to tribestyles.com right now. It's TribeStyles.com. Tribestyles.com, and you can see all of our like dope merch, like all of our most popular items, as well as like some of our newest items as well, man. Also, if y'all looking for bomber jackets, they only gonna be on the site for a couple more weeks. So, you know, get with me. But, yeah, man, tribestyles.com is where you can shop with me in the meantime, man. Like I said, the rest of all the new stuff going to be out on the 1st of April. You know, until then, man, like, I'm here for us.
He ain't fooling come April Fool's. You understand? He ain't no April Fool. You a fool if you miss out on the tribe style.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If you miss it, just
fooling yourself. You know what I'm saying? Quit fooling yourself.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
Appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to be in contact,
thanks for having
man. Get the schedules together so we could do this. You know what I'm saying? Get some flyer space. Give me some Ron Green flyer space on this joint. You understand?
Sound good to me, man.
All right.
Sound real good to me. All right, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, man. I love and appreciate you, man, as always.
Love and appreciate you, too. Y'all, safe travels out there.
Thank you. Black power, bro.
All right, black power. Ron Green, tribestyles.com. Get that tribe up apparel right there. We read from Inya Sassim. Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts, March 19th. White nationalism is what put you in bondage. Autumn Ashanti. Explanation. I remember meeting Autumn Ashanti and her father at a community festival shortly after our excitement over learning of her poem, White Nationalism Put You in Bondage. And the seething indignation it ignited in the European and Negro communities. I remember standing there conversing with her father about all the hell she was catching for speaking the truth and looking over at her playing nearby in the grass and thinking, wow, a nation of grown white folk afraid of a little girl. What kind of frightened mind would put so much energy into destroying a 7-year-old girl? Affirmation. I protect our children from others' fears. So that's from Inyasa Sim, a calendar of revolutionary daily thoughts by Steve Elder, Dr. Imrali K. Bomani Baruti. You can get that at www.akabinhouse.com. And yes, I sent that along with the other books, and that is going to lead me into this next announcement here. Book release, April the 20th, 2019, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Black Dot Cultural Center, Baba and Wally Baruti, new book to educated people. So April 20th, Saturday, 2019. I know some folks is doing some other 420 stuff. You understand what I'm saying? But if you are in Georgia, in Athonia, Atlanta, wherever those places are out there, head over to the book release party, 7 to 10 p.m. at Black Dot Cultural, Black Dot Bookstore and Cultural Center. This is a place where you can get all of Baba's books as well. So they're sold there, and you got an opportunity to meet the author on this particular day. This book is out, and you know, Baba Baruti will be on the platform here on May the 8th. May the 8th. From 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Do Nouns Radio. So we have a couple opportunities to link with Bob Rudy and to get his books again. So go to www.akabinhouse.com and get those books. Also, tomorrow is Warrior Wednesday, and we will be on with National Minister of Defense of the Black Rights Liberation Party and the Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of the coldest and the boldest black woman in the United States of America, National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, Warrior Educator Minister King Samir Shabazz. So that would be 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you wanted to know information about the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, every Sunday, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense has NBPP Radio. And the link is www.blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. So make sure you go to that link. And every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Hottest show. Hottest show on the internet with your host, National Chief of Staff, Khatib Sadiq, and co-host National Deputy Field Marshal, my brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. So make sure you check that out and go to nbpp.com for that information. So you can hear them live every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit them every Monday, dealing with various topics that affect us as a people. So you can hear that, get that liberation inspiration every Monday. And you can get that warrior motivation on Warrior Wednesday here, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So two opportunities there. Make sure you check out that organization. Make sure you support that organization along with the Black Riders Liberation Party. You can catch them on the 1st. And the 15th of every month, regardless of what day that it falls on Blog Talk Radio as well. And you can catch My Skin Is My Sin Radio every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/myskinismysin. Make sure you subscribe and you support these media outlets who are paving the way for Black media. So in that lane, we have Conscious Child, my sister Alima Njai, over there on YouTube. Check her out on YouTube, Conscious Child. Check out my brother, Killer Season, with Bruising Beats on YouTube. Check out my brother, Doggy Diamonds, or Doggy Diamonds TV on YouTube. Check him out for all of his podcast information and all of his podcast shows, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Check out Black Ice TV. We're doing a collaboration with Black Ice TV on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself and Tahir RPG will be in the building promoting this event that we are having on May the 4th. Saturday, May the 4th. Dallas, Texas, Pan-African Connections Bookstore and Culture Shop. We will be in the building over there. KT, the Arts Degree, will be in the building. Damani True will be in the building. Sister Rabe will be in the building. EI Africa will be in the building. Get your tickets today. www.throughtheknowledgeradio.com. Get your event tickets. Get your event tickets there. Bam. Or you can get them via Cash App. cash.me/$dollarsign for your tickets. You get your tickets. This event is going to sell out, guaranteed. Don't want to miss it. May the 4th, 4 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. KT the Arts Degree, Tahir RVG, Damani True, Sister Rob Baby, Sis EI Africa in the building. Hosted by none other than your brother, Knowledge Born a Lot, Do Knowledge Radio, in the building. It's going to be a grand affair. So tell a friend to tell a friend, this is not going to be one that you want to miss. So definitely going to be doing that right there. And let's see what else we got. Shout out to George Macon. Make sure you go and subscribe to George Macon's channel on YouTube. We'll be on that broadcast 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Thursday. This Prosperity Thursday, we'll be there. This Sunday, we have our sister Keith Turner will be in the building. So myself and Killer Season will be sitting down with this goddess MC to hear her story and to hear that music. Twist a lot. Twist the pen, open a lot right there. So we're gonna be dealing with that project and getting into that as well. So make sure you tune in for that Sunday, this Revolutionary Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all pick up a Timeless Dynasty from EI Africa. Magnificent book, magnificent read. And she will be releasing her poetry novel May the 1st. May the 1st. So you can get those books. You can get your pre-order in now, and it will be released May the 1st. And you can get the opportunity, if you come to the event in Dallas, to get the book directly from Sister EI Africa in person during this event. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, I'm telling you, it's going to be a beautiful opportunity. You're going to be the one that missed out if you ain't in the building, you know. But we'll be able to live stream this event, and it's going to be available for the people who can't physically be in attendance. So it's going to be some opportunities there. And if you purchase a ticket, you'll be able to see the event forever. So, you know, as an added bonus, you know, make that make that live stream available to you forever. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a good opportunity. So, yeah, Thomas Dynasty from EI Africa. Make sure you get that book. Let's see. What else I got? Shahrazad Ali and Baba Ashraf Kwesi will be live in Brooklyn, courtesy of King Simon, bringing these two amazing scholars and minds together for the first time ever, April the 28th. It's going to be an amazing opportunity to see both of these scholars on the same day, Sunday, April the 28th. It's going down. Make sure y'all go to www.hanisu.com and get this book, Remembering Osir, 666-page book dedicated to the proper explanation and representation of Kemetic spirituality and Nilotic culture, written by our Nisu, Uncle Newt, www.nisu.com, and get that classic sacred text, Remembering Osir, and also Avenging Osir and The Key to Eden. So, three opportunities. Get that book. And if y'all see these wonderful graphics that share via social media, it's done by one of the greatest graphic designers of our time, Renee Black. Check out facebook.com/Renee Black Graphics. Get your logos, get your album art, get whatever, get your flyers. Get whatever you need graphic-wise from our sister, Renee Black, of Renee Black Graphics. Also, you can go to Artifacts Clothing, artifactsclothing.com, and support my brother. Shout out to my brother, Mitchell Sun, 43rd solar return today. So make sure y'all go show my brother some love and hit that up right there. Get you some Art of Facts clothing. And also, if you're in need of graphic or web design, hit the brother up, Mentusun, M-E-N-T-U-S-U-N, for graphics, for logos, for web design. Make sure y'all get the book. For my brother, Mensa Shyam, aka Shyam the Liberator, From Slaves to Kings. You go www.FromSlavesToKings.com and get this epic book, From Slaves to Kings. It's a blueprint for your transformation right here. So, epic book. Had them on the last 2 weeks, last two Tuesdays. And it was, you know, an epic conversation with our brother, Mansa Shyam, and he delivered a powerful message. So go back and check it out. And
cop that book, www.fromslavestokings.com, and get this book. Shoot. We will have it, brother, on again one more time to, you know, review the book as well. So, yeah, make sure you check that out. Check that out. So, I was speaking about media outlets. And you can, media outlets. And products and services to support. Check out Sister Dr. Oya Mayat with Ed Anime Productions, www.edanimeproductions.com, the maker and founder of Meltrek, the Meltrek series, Mama Meltrek, aka Dr. Oya Mayat. And make sure y'all check her out on YouTube and subscribe to her channel over there with the Resurgence of the African Mind Book Club. And you can check all of those archives out over there on that channel. So shout out to her and Sister Lima Njai, a.k.a. Lili La Poete Speaks. Make sure y'all get her poetry novel, Perceptions of a Misplaced African, Volume 1. So you can get that from www.lililafuertespeaks.com. And Aaron knows about Africa. And there's some other things up there. Make sure you go up there and check out that website. And again, subscribe to that YouTube channel. Revolutionary Minds Cinema, the all-star dream team of Sensei Keith Horton, YG Preach, you got Eric Shepard, you got Brian Liggins, and we got the amazing mind of the greatest artist of our time, Sister Queen Afi, CEO of Melanated Greats. Make sure y'all go to melanatedgreats.com and make you a purchase. Get you some of the revolutionary artwork to go with your revolutionary mind. And go to revolutionarymindcinema.com. Also, my brother Victor Foundation is part of that conglomerate. So y'all can get his music at www.itsmebrick.com, itsmebrick.com. That was the song you heard at the beginning, Love Being Black. And you said Rob was the second artist you heard. You can go to Bandcamp and get his music. You said Rob, Raza Heru, Volume 3. He will be on the show in the near future coming up. So make sure you get that joint. Seven the Black Fist, aka Saved by Taiji. Make sure y'all cop his projects, War Cry, and the most underrated MC. Make sure you check him out. And Kofi G, that African Wild Dog. Make sure y'all go and cop that Life of an African Wild Dog, Volume 1. So, yeah, a lot of music out there. Tahir RBG. Get that music, www.tahirrbg.com. It's a lifestyle on the way. United Front, www.ufasafo.com. Get that music from United Front. And check them out on YouTube, African Insurrection Music. Shout out to UFG, Bomani Mayasa, Dita Green, Mayasa, Ambassador, Das Mafi. Omwali Mayasa. Yeah. So it's a bunch of people to support out there. And if you're looking to be a guest feature on our Talk Black Demi Tuesday episode, you can email me at doknowledgeradio@gmail.com, or you can direct message me on one of these sites. You can follow the show on Twitter at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter, and on Instagram, KnowledgeBornLock357 on Instagram. If you are looking to make a donation to the show, you can do so via PayPal, doknowledgeradio19@gmail, or Cash App, $, KnowledgeBornLock. So these are the places and the spaces where you can find out and you can make known that you have an interest in coming on the show to be a guest, to promote yourself and to promote your brand, all those things that you have going on. Every Tuesday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be here every Tuesday. So, with that, say peace, love, black power. See you tomorrow for Warrior Wednesday.
If you know, you know.
And as we analyze Jean-Jacques Dessalines, he is un Ogou. Ogou is what? Ogou always speaks very frankly. Ogou speaks in very direct terms. He's usually hated or loved. He puts out his word, and his word is bond, and bond is life. And he shall give his life before his word shall fail.
Tahir RBG. Yeah, they sneak dissing on they post, taking shots. Ain't no thing to put your name off in that pot. If you know, you know. All-purpose rappers, y'all some surface scratchers. This my lifestyle, bruh. Your crew is full of actors. Black power scammers raise sand, but get missing when you ask about they plans. If you know, you know. YouTube stars talking they ass off. Future told me snatch y'all fucking mask off. Hold up. Repat Nation is the situation. High percentage of these stay woke niggas is faking. High percentage of these stay woke niggas is agents. Highly private conversations these niggas is taping. Brothers fussing like bitches. Sisters call themselves witches. Creflo Dollar, Umar Johnson. You tell me the difference. School done raised a half a ticket off that crowdfunding. Now he wanna be a lawyer. Y'all gonna give him something? Open the can, let them worms wiggle. Either you with it or you flodging. There is no middle. Black Panther came out, Massa gave you a little. Then still with crackers hanging Cosby, y'all Negroes is fickle. Still with crackers on Monique, y'all Negroes is fickle. Couple bands made them dance, y'all Negroes is rental. Got honorariums, they all aboard. Elementary level pimping, they all fall for it. Trust, always complaining about Trump. What he's supposed to do, you sounding like a chump. If you know, you know. Trump and Obama is the same villain. Global natural resource stealing, killing the same children. You bought a Draco and a Glock, now you on the gram showing what you copped. If you know, you know. FYI, keep it a secret. Don't let our enemy peep it. They still don't know how to beat it. Whoa. Face of a Uhuru movement's a flaming faggot. Damn, Chairman O'Malley, what the fuck happened? You know that homo shit ain't RBG, but I ain't tripping, OG. Just keep it far from me. These babalawos in Africa empowering crackers, giving our shape up, cause they willing to pay up. You think them 40 plus slave dungeons was made up? Priests in the States violating, y'all need to wake up. Recently conscious celebrities, we applaud you. You wanna help? First ask how we involve you. Cause all that quote unquote speaking my truth full of contradictions is really misleading our youth. See, it's this thing we call paying dues, from which no man is exempt. Proof of allegiance to this movement you win. Too many dedicated warriors live their life on the line for egomaniacs to snub it every time.
Every time, every time.
That young people versus old shit trying to control shit is not lit. If you know, you know. We can learn from every generation. Theory practice, and then be patient. That men and women competition ain't no reason it's existing in our mission. If you know, you know. Black man, woman, and child business. Division is lack of vision and senseless. Yeah. If you know, you know. www.tahirrbg.com. It's a lifestyle. The new album coming at you real soon, baby. Yeah. If you know, you know. Quit all that dumb shit. Dumb shit.
Trust me, you're gonna survive.